In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And again it says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." But what does this mean in relation to prophecy? Well, if it's future prophecy, it means that since God said it, God will do it. If it's fulfilled prophecy, it means that since God said it, God did it. We don't need to see it to believe it. We just need to hear about it to believe it. So let's hear about four prophecies fulfilled by our Savior Jesus. This is prophecy number 9. We've already covered 8 in previous programs, so this is prophecy number 9. And again, we've been going more or less in chronological order. So prophecy number 9, the slaughter of children. This is found in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 15. Jeremiah 31 verse 15. The Lord said, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they were not." In other words, the children of Rachel were killed. This is a prophecy of the slaughter of children. Now it was fulfilled in Matthew the 2nd chapter. And in Matthew the 2nd chapter, we have recorded the story of Herod the king, who was feeling threatened by the birth of Jesus. He was feeling threatened because people were proclaiming Jesus king of the Jews. And Herod, of course, being a king, felt that his power was being usurped. So he really felt threatened. And let's pick up the account in verse 12 of Matthew chapter 2. This is after Herod dispatches the wise men and unhatches a plan to kill young Jesus. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, the wise men departed into their own country another way. After they departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and flee with the young child and his mother into Egypt. Stay there until I tell you to leave, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." So Joseph, Mary, and Jesus were in Egypt until the death of Herod. When Herod realized that he was mocked of the wise men, he went into a rage and ordered that all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all of the surrounding coasts from 2 years old and under be slaughtered. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they were not." Now the 10th prophecy concerning our Messiah's first coming. It says that the Messiah would be called out of Egypt. We can find this in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. This is in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. And this is concerning our Messiah being called out of Egypt. "When Israel was a child, then I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt." The fulfillment of that can also be found in Matthew chapter 2, but this time we'll read verses 13 through 15. This is Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. "When the wise men were gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise and flee with the young child and his mother into Egypt. Stay there until I tell you to leave, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.' So Joseph, Mary, and Jesus were in Egypt until the death of Herod, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Out of Egypt have I called my son.'" Again, a perfect fulfillment of that prophecy. So now the 11th prophecy. This prophecy was that the Messiah would be preceded by a messenger. And this is in Malachi, the 3rd chapter, verse 1. Malachi, the 3rd chapter, verse 1. "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in." and the fulfillment of that prophecy, that our Messiah would be preceded by a messenger, is found in Mark chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. This is in Mark chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John the Baptizer baptized in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So that was the messenger, John the Baptist, preaching a message of baptism. And he baptized people, of course, in the water while he was in the wilderness. And he told them about the repentance for the remission of sins. That prepared the way for Jesus Christ, the one who can remit our sins through his death by the shedding of his blood. So a perfect fulfillment of that prophecy. Then the 12th prophecy concerning our Messiah's first coming can be found in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. And this is the prophecy about his Galilean ministry, the fact that he would have a ministry in Galilee. This is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. "Nevertheless, concerning the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations, the dimness that they suffered in their time of light and heavy affliction will disappear. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined." So I'll read that again. "Nevertheless, concerning the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations, the dimness that they suffered in their time of light and heavy affliction will disappear. They will no longer have dimness. The people that walked in darkness have now seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined." And who is the light of the world? Of course, that's Jesus the Christ. So the prophecy was fulfilled as recorded in Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. This is Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. "When Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he went to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. This was done so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So there you have it. Jesus began his ministry in Galilee. And that was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. So we've covered four more prophecies now concerning our Messiah's first coming. And it is such a beautiful and wonderful truth to know that when God says something, he's going to fulfill it. And if God said it and did it concerning these 12 prophecies that we've gone on so far, and there are 22 more that we're going to cover for a total of 37, if God prophesied 37 things that would happen concerning our Messiah's first coming, and he fulfilled every one of them down to the letter, then you can be assured that all prophecy concerning our Messiah, all future prophecies, they will also come to pass. Since God said it, God will do it. And not only prophecies concerning our Messiah will be fulfilled, but every word that God speaks concerning all of the promises that he's made, and he's made some promises concerning you. He's made promises concerning me. He has said that he would give us salvation, that we would be born again, literally born of spirit, literally born into the family of God, being like Jesus. Jesus was resurrected from the dead and has obtained eternal life. We also will be resurrected from the dead and will obtain eternal life. That's a great and precious promise. He has promised us a more abundant life now, not necessarily physical blessings. God has promised us that He would give us peace, the peace that surpasses understanding. God has promised that He would give us unspeakable joy, joy that lasts, joy even in the time of troubles and trials. God has made these promises, and God will fulfill them. God has promised that He would forgive us of our sins, that He would purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God, that He would make in us a new creation, that He would give us a new spirit, a new heart, that He would take out of us our stony hearts and give us a heart of flesh, a heart that can be penetrated by the Holy Spirit, by the love of God. And that is a beautiful promise, that we can walk in the footsteps of Jesus and of God, that we can be like them, and that they are love, and we can be love. Oh, what beautiful and precious promises God has made to us. And because God has made these promises, God will fulfill them. And we know He will fulfill them because He has made promises in the past and has fulfilled every one of them. So if God said it and God did it concerning past prophecies, concerning future prophecies, God said it and God will do it. And we can have total, complete confidence in God for everything that He has promised us. Now you may be feeling some kind of lack, some kind of void in your heart. And please know that the only way you can be a complete and whole person is through Jesus Christ. It is not through psychology. It is not through philosophy. In fact, it's not even through religion. Religion is just a series of rules. It's not through that at all. It's through Jesus having a relationship with the very Son of God, having Jesus Christ live in you. That's how you can be complete. That's how you can be fulfilled. That's how you can achieve your incredible human potential, which again is to be born into the family of God. Oh, what wonderful and precious promises God has given us. I hope you will trust completely in His Word. And the words that we've been speaking on this program have been concerning four prophecies fulfilled by our Messiah. And the next prophecy that we're going to cover pertains to the time of our Messiah's ministry. No other prophecy in the Scripture talked about the time when our Messiah would come into the world to begin His ministry. And we can get pretty close to the time, not exactly to the time, but without a doubt we can know pretty close when that prophecy was fulfilled in terms of the year. I hope you're going to tune in to our next program so that we can discuss that.